Well, checking high school sports, yesterday girls' golf tournaments got underway, postseason underway in the three smaller classes. The Atlantic girls, hey, let's face it, they're like the post office. They just flat deliver. It doesn't matter if it's cold, if it's breezy, if it's rainy. They kind of had a little bit of all of that yesterday, especially the rainy and cold part. It didn't make a difference at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club yesterday. They shot by far the lowest round yesterday in Class 3A across the state, as Atlantic posted a 339 team total to easily win that tournament. Second place went to Shenandoah at 396. They were almost 57 strokes back in that tournament to finish second. Those two teams will advance on to the next round. Atlantic had four of the top five finishers in yesterday's meet, as the top five also advanced. Brooke Newell shot 71 yesterday on the par 69 course. Grace Davidson of Clarinda shot 85. Erin Olson of Atlantic had 85. Sarah Fixmer of Atlantic, 91. And Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic, 92, as they blistered the course yesterday. Also, Class 2A action in a meet held over at Trainer. It was Trainer with a 372 and Tri-Center with a 472. The top two teams, they'll both advance. Individually, Trainer had the five top scores, with Allie Anderson leading the way with an 84. Randy Robinson shot 91. Madeline Ditchler, 92. Kayla Chapman, a 105. And McKenna Waffle, a 108 to lead the way for Trainer. Also at the Mapleton Golf Course, the Willow Vale Golf Club, Alta Aurelia and Maple Valley were the top two teams. Among the top five, IKM Manning's Brooke Waterbury. She plays fourth with a 100. She'll advance. Also at Woodward yesterday at the Woodward Golf Club, Pleasantville and Ogden were the top two teams. Panorama placing third in that meet yesterday. That was in 2A. In Class 1A meets, locally, Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita saw Boyer Valley shoot a 407, Griswold a 418. They were the top two teams, and they'll both advance. Individually, Matea Peters of Griswold shot the low round of 98. Claire Gams of Boyer Valley shot a 100. Lindsay Anderson of Boyer Valley a 101. Brooke Hast of Boyer Valley a 102. Bree Carlisle of Griswold a 104. And Anna Puck of Boyer Valley also a 104. They all move on as well. Over at Woodbine at Shadow Valley Golf Course, it was West Monona and Westwood, the top two teams. And at Quimby Golf Club, River Valley and Storm Lake St. Mary's were the top two finishing teams in that meet yesterday. All those top teams and individuals advancing. Also in high school soccer action yesterday in girls' play, it was Atlantic defeating Riverside 9-1. Lewis Central shut down Harlan 10-0. Underwood edging Trainer 4-3. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 8-1. In boys' soccer yesterday, Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic in overtime 3-2. Harlan beat Creston 5-0. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the series opener between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox last night was wiped out because of rain. They'll make that up as part of a split doubleheader tomorrow. The Royals' Yordano Ventura will be pushed back to start tonight against Red Sox right-hander Rick Porcello. Stephen Wright will start the day game, and David Price the nightcap for Boston on Wednesday. The Royals will start Ian Kennedy and Edinson Volquez in that doubleheader, although they haven't decided which pitcher will start which game. That rainout came at a good time for the Royals, who used all nine of their pitchers in a 4-2, 13-inning win over the Atlanta Braves on Sunday. Several of their relievers wouldn't have been available for last night's game. Elsewhere around baseball yesterday, in a slight schedule in the American League, it was Tampa Bay over Toronto 13-2. Detroit beat Minnesota 10-8. Oakland over Texas 3-1. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 8-5. Miami over Philadelphia 5-3. Interleague play saw Cleveland beat Cincinnati 15-6. It was Arizona over the New York Yankees 12-2. And the LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 7-6. In Pacific Coast League play, Mike Freeman hit a two-run double in the eighth inning, leading the Reno Aces to a 5-3 win over the Iowa Cubs yesterday. Also, a walk-off three-run homer by Mike Baxter delivered a 7-5 win for Tacoma as they beat the Omaha Storm Chasers yesterday. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder's top two scorers combined to shoot just 33% on Monday, but they were good enough to lead their team to a Game 1 victory in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Russell Westbrook finished with 27 points, 12 assists, 7 steals, and 6 rebounds as the Thunder rallied to beat the Warriors 108-102 at Golden State. Westbrook hit 2 free throws with 9 seconds left to secure that victory. Kevin Durant scored 26 points, including a key 17-foot jumper with 30 seconds left to play. Durant also had 10 rebounds for the Thunder, who were down 13 at half before becoming the first road team to win at Golden State in this postseason. Game 2 is Wednesday night in Oakland. The NBA Rookie of the Year Award is staying in Minnesota. Karl-Anthony Towns is the unanimous winner of the award after averaging over 18 points, 10 rebounds, and nearly 2 blocks per game for the Timberwolves this season. The first pick in last year's draft is the second straight Timberwolves player to win that award, following Andrew Wiggins. Well, Sidney Crosby has tied the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals at a game apiece. Crosby beat Andre Vasilevsky 40 seconds into overtime, and he gave the Pittsburgh Penguins a 3-2 triumph over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Pittsburgh. Crosby hadn't scored since the opening round against the New York Rangers. He took a feed from Brian Rust at the circle and buried it for his fourth goal of the postseason. Matt Murray overcame a shaky start to finish with 19 saves as Pittsburgh improved to 3-1 in overtime games during the playoffs. Game 3 will be hosted by the Lightning in Tampa on Wednesday. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that the Los Angeles Angels are close to signing 2-time Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum, who's been a free agent since undergoing hip surgery. Lincecum went 7-4 with a 4.13 ERA and 15 starts last season, missing the final 3 months with a hip problem. He won the National League Cy Young Award in 2008 and 2009. He's made 4 All-Star Game appearances. In NFL news, Broncos quarterback Mark Sanchez will miss the first few days of team workouts next week after undergoing surgery to repair a ligament in his left non-throwing hand. Sanchez injured his left thumb in a weight room mishap on Thursday while participating in team-wide strength and conditioning work. Sanchez, a 7-year pro acquired in a trade with Philadelphia earlier this offseason, is expected to return to action the following week. Bills officials say first-round draft pick Shaq Lawson will have surgery on his right shoulder, and wide receiver Sammy Watkins had an operation for one of his feet. A person familiar with Watkins' injury has told the Associated Press that it's a small stress fracture. Watkins is expected to be ready for the start of training camp in July. The Bills say Lawson tweaked the shoulder last week and would undergo a procedure on Tuesday. No word on how long he'll be sidelined. And in golf news, Tiger Woods has told reporters that there's still no timetable for his return to competitive golf. The former number one player spoke at a news conference ahead of the Quicken Loans National, a tournament that he hosts. Woods says he's getting stronger and hitting the ball better after undergoing 2 back surgeries last fall, but it was apparent he has a ways to go after he put 3 balls in the water hitting ceremonial shots on a par 3 hole. The tournament at Congressional will be played June 23rd through the 26th, the week after the U.S. Open, and it appears that Woods will attend only in a non-competitive role. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.